now. What is it, Tuesday night?
Okay, we'll go ahead and go live. Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It is 5:02 p.m. on Tuesday, August 29th, 2023. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Enrod. Here. Crowder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from the August 8th Board of Works meeting. Were there any changes or corrections?
I didn't have any.
I do not.
Okay. I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the minutes from our special meeting on August 15th. Were there any changes or corrections? I had one, and that is under the board the bid opening, the I guess it would be the third paragraph. My last name is misspelled, which I told Rosie about that. Besides that, any other changes or corrections?
I have none.
Okay.
I do not.
Okay, can I have a motion?
I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes from the special Board of Works meeting dated Tuesday, August 2023, as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is a petition to vacate for the Community Bible Church. Mr. Flowers?
Yes.
Come on up. Can I explain, well, first of all, I need your name, address, and then explain a little bit about what you want to
sure,
do. And,
sure.
Yeah.
It's Joseph Flowers, 5964 South Washington Road, Columbia City. And I am the chairman of the Board of Community Bible Church at 325 North Elm. And we would like to build a building on the back of our property, either attached to the current church or possibly in our adjacent lot, which is across the alley. And it would be a multi-purpose facility, gym used for weddings, things like that. And we have, you know, children's and youth groups that we would use as probably a gym. We own both pieces of property to the north of the alley and to the south of the alley. And I think, do you have copies of the survey?
Yes, that is in our packet.
Yes.
Yes.
And basically, you know, we would add the building either on the back of the current building or in the back of this current block. Our concern is really about safety because people walking across the alley and children running across the alley if the building is over there. The alley is used for cut through. People do cut through there. And every once in a while, you have to take a step back because people are looking through there. So our thought is if we were able to vacate that alley, we would put a barrier at the back side of it, you know, some kind of a barricade of some kind. So, and we would then paint it to match our parking lot. We have paved parking lot in the back of the church, and we have a fairly new paved parking lot on the adjacent property. We would then pave that to match. Then that would relieve any maintenance for the city in that case. But our main purpose is for accessibility if the building would be there, and especially for safety for our elderly walking across the alley and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And that's really what this is all about.
So. Sure.
We're in the process. We have quotes for the building. We're hoping to break ground yet this year for that, one way or the other. So that's what the petition is about for.
Okay. Your present building is on lot 66.
It is on
it's one
lot
story frame building.
66. Yeah, it's kind of upside down the way that the way the survey
came in.
The current building is on 66.
So which wall is your is the front?
The front is on the Elm side. I have the survey upside down, so the front of our church is facing Elm.
Okay.
And there's a side door where the jut out is there.
The 34.7 feet.
Yes, there's a double door there that comes out of that current building now.
Okay.
Our preference is to build on the back. Number one, it costs less, and number two, it's more convenient and accessible to for the church. Again, we were getting quotes for both of those because the thing is, if you build the building on the additional lot, then there's more expense and plumbing and all those kinds of things.
So if we vacated the alley and you built on the back, would it go across the alley some?
It would come out to closer to 10 feet. Because with a 10-foot setback, it would encroach on that 10-foot setback if we did that, yes. Because it would be a little bit more rectangular than square on the back of the building. Because of the setback line, once we got the survey done, it's not going to be as deep as what we thought because we were measuring from our current pavement and then trying to find out the property line is obviously in that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That. So,
So when she says alley, you're not talking about the north-south alley. You're talking about the east-west alley. The one that they're asking to vacate.
In between the
lines. Okay, so when you say that it won't be square, but instead would be effectively more rectangular.
Going towards the alley that we're hoping to vacate.
Okay.
Yes. But it won't cross it?
But won't be inside
it? If it's vacated, it won't cross it.
No, it would not cross the alley. Because we would still have, the parking that is currently behind the church would obviously go away. We would repave some of the parking that's over in the vacant lot and add some additional parking there. Plus, we would lose our handicap parking, so we would add the handicap parking next to the church. There's some place to have handicap to come off that current alley and just have the handicap right there.
Yeah.
People do go through there.
I mean, my wife and I clean the church, and we're there, you know, a couple times a week, and there's always people coming through. I mean, it basically cuts back to Oak Street. And it's not so much the number, but the speed. And we have an Awana children's program, and they go out in the yard and play, and have to watch out.
Sure.
So, we just felt like, well, since we own both pieces of property, it would be ours.
Sure.
Like I said, we paid it.
One of the questions I had, and this is probably more for Chip or for the utilities, but are there any utilities going through that alleyway?
Not that we know of.
Not that you know of. Okay. I know that there is some kind of a pole there at the, it'd be the southwest portion of your property. I don't know if that's just a regular, like a light pole or a Mediacom pole or.
Yeah, and there's a pole. There's also a pole at the back of this property, about in the middle.
Okay.
We know there's gas on the back alley.
Okay.
I'm aware of that.
Yep. But they said there's no other utilities through there.
The water, I know, comes from the front, and the electric. I think
probably sewer probably is in that same area then. And okay. So the other concern I know, because Kelly and I had kind of talked a little bit before the meeting about that. One of the concerns I guess I have about it, and I. Totally in agreement, and I'm hopeful maybe we can find some kind of middle ground on this, is obviously when we go to plow alleys, we're going to have to go and stop, and then there's really not a turning radius there at the intersection, right? Because you got a building on one side and a fence on the other side. On the other side, the north-south alley, right? Right?
I mean, we wouldn't have to put a barricade there.
Yeah.
If
we're vacating, it's going to end up being your property. So I guess that's what I'm trying to figure out is if there's a way in which we can at least have a turning radius for our plows that go through the alley, I think that solves some issues. We probably, obviously, because of where the pole is there on the, again, the southwest corner of that north property, right? On the corner of the alley there, or corner of the alley. You know, having some kind of a turn south there probably would maybe alleviate some of the concern that we have on the street side. So even if it's a scenario where there's a barricade that's back maybe a quarter of the way back towards your building on that east-west alley, I think I don't want to speak for Kelly, but I'm guessing if you have a turning radius to the south there, that would at least alleviate some of the concern.
We won't be able to go north at all. So, yeah, that the only option is coming off of Oak and going south.
And turning south there,
Because you won't make that turn going north.
Right, exactly.
There's a building catty corner, big, large garage building there.
Yep. Well, that's what I guess I'm wondering is that if you know, obviously, if you guys end up, so you said there's a 10-foot setback, right, from the north-south alley.
Correct.
Right, 10-foot setback there. So we already know you're not going to be building in that 10-foot from the alley, right? Oops, I'm sorry. So, sorry, just going to hit my neighbor over here. So I do wonder if, because you currently have parking spaces there, and I'm just trying to come up with a creative solution. That's all I'm doing.
Sure.
So if it's a scenario where our plow trucks would be able to utilize that 10-foot easement to make that turn to turn south?
Sure.
Because I know Mike Cook, I know you work on some of the alleys and Shoda, I don't know if you do, Sean may, I don't know, but I know a lot of the times when we're plowing alleys, we're not plowing with the big trucks typically, right? It's the smaller trucks.
Yeah, usually three-quarter tons.
With the front plow,
right? But even that, it's...
Well, it's going to be tight, don't get me wrong, I understand that. I guess I'm trying to find a happy medium here where I get the safety factor for sure, and again... You know, if you're going to leave that alley open, I mean, frankly, there's really not that much reason to vacate it, right? I mean, if
if we say you need to leave it open, there doesn't make a lot of sense to vacate it because people are still going to be driving through it, so it doesn't solve any of the problems.
Yeah, we were thinking we put a sign at the front of the property, say mm-hmm. private drive, mm-hmm. but that doesn't necessarily stop people from
sure.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming you're going to continue to use that alley as your cut, basically,
well,
into the parking lot, right?
Main access to those
sure.
both of those parks. Most 99% of the people that use those back parking yeah. lots use that front parking.
Yep.
Either go behind the building or to the
sure.
Silent.
So, would it be, do you think that, and I don't know who the decision makers are at the church, if it's you or if it's somebody
well,
else, but.
There's a board.
Okay.
Okay.
So, do you think that the board would be open to the idea of keeping a basically a turning radius there on the northwest side of the south property? So effectively, if we're going from Oak, we can turn. We can come in and then we can turn at the alley to go
sure,
south.
Sure.
But we're going to need a wider turn radius to get around that building. You
sure.
see where I'm going with that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
May I ask you a question? If you're going east on that alley now, you can't really turn left now anyway because of that pole that's in our property, correct?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That pole is right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
So the challenge is, though, typically they go. Well, they go straight across.
They go straight
yeah.
across.
And then they come around, then they'll go straight across the other way.
That's the problem
so
with doing away with half alleys. I'd rather just vacate the whole thing for the
yeah.
Oak Street.
But we can't do that for because you're not the property
right.
owner on the other
right.
side.
I mean,
so that's why I guess I'm trying to.
Because we have to grade the alleys, too. It's not only
right.
just plow, but we have
yep.
to grade them. We use big trucks to grade the alleys.
Yep.
So I'd probably end up just paving that alley going
that
out
portion.
I think it's partly cold mix anyway in there, but.
Yeah.
And just make yeah. an ass, so we went out to that half a
yeah.
block or whatever.
I mean, again, and I'm
certainly open.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
whatever
sure.
is
yeah.
easiest for
everyone. Sure.
Sure.
Well, and I'm not necessarily opposed to, you know, in some way, shape, or form, you know, having somebody approach the two property owners off of Oak Street and say, hey, you guys want to basically split this 50-50, if you will, gain a little bit of property on both sides, it becomes yours, or whatever the case is, but. I mean, I guess at least for the interim time frame, I'd like to just make sure that we have some turning radius there in order to get south from.
I don't want to speak for the whole
sure,
board.
Sure, sure, sure.
Would us paving that other half of the alley help at all or not if we just pave that other part?
We would do that as
okay,
a city because
yeah.
you wouldn't have any ownership in that.
Right,
there wouldn't be any real reason for you to,
yeah,
to do
yeah.
that.
Appreciate the offer for sure.
Yeah.
Board, I'm sorry, I've taken up a lot of the time here, but knowing those concerns, I guess what I want to try to find is a happy medium, at least in the interim, you know, and then if in the future those two property owners decide, hey, we'll take our 50% of that alley, or hey, I don't want it, neighbor can have it, whatever the case is, and we vacate the rest of that alley, then there's no. We can come back to you and say, okay, you can go all the way back to the north-south alley and be done with it. But at least in the temporary time frame, I'd like to have, and Marcia, I'm going to lean on you a little bit here, but I almost wonder if it's a scenario we need to have kind of an agreement between us and the church that says, hey, we can utilize this kind of area as a turning radius from one alley to another alley or something like that, just so we have something in writing.
Sure, yeah, probably be a good idea.
So
you may not be the one.
Yeah.
There.
I mean, 20 years from now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I know.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
So it's a good idea.
So I guess my question would be to you is, do you need the ability to go back to the board and to say, is this okay? Obviously, we would draft up the agreement,
sure.
obviously,
sure.
right? And we'd probably figure out what those dimensions would be and
I
that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
On that. Sure, sure. And so it would be more of a scenario where, I guess my question is do you need to go back to get, I guess, a blessing
no.
from the board? No, okay.
I mean,
okay.
Basically, we, you know, our other board member works second shift, and
sure.
then our pastor lives out of town, so I'm kind of here.
Gotcha, you're here. You are the designee.
And I'm retired.
Okay. So maybe what we'll do is, I don't know how the board feels, but I do think I'd like to have Marcia and Kelly work together to kind of come up with an agreement that and you can present to your board.
Sure.
I guess my question to Marcia would be, if the board wants to move forward with it, should we do that in contingent, or would you rather delay the actual vacate until the agreement? Do you understand what I'm asking?
Aren't you saying the same thing?
You're saying we can decide tonight and then put the agreement.
Contingent on the assignment of the agreement versus the, hey, let's pause the vacate until the agreement.
No, you can do it. You can do whatever you want tonight contingent upon the agreement.
Okay.
When do you need this?
Because the next process, though, is to go.
I mean, our next board meeting is in a couple weeks.
You've got to refer this to the council. Then he's got to prepare a public hearing.
Yeah.
He's got to have a public hearing and the ordinance.
Yeah, there's quite a bit.
Okay.
More
so
to go.
It's a ways out.
Okay.
So if we approve it tonight.
Hurry.
Yeah.
We've been getting quotes for 3 months. It's a process.
So just as an aside,
it doesn't really matter to this, but a lady from our church passed away. And through the Community Foundation, donated money to the church. Hmm. And it's roughly $20,000 a year for the life of the church.
Nice.
And that's we're using her money that she gave specifically for something like this.
Sure.
To do this.
Nice. That's fantastic.
That's part of this, and mm-hmm. the name of the building after her and all that.
Yeah.
That's all part of the impetus for this whole project. Okay.
So if we approve it, subject to getting that agreement.
You're approving to move forward to the council for the process to move forward. Okay. In other words, your approval tonight doesn't approve
the agreement. Is that correct?
Yeah, the council would approve the agreement. Well,
got it.
Well, Board of Works could actually
the board is the executive body, but
yeah,
still.
The Board of Works could actually approve the agreement that the mayor is talking about right now.
Okay. But we could move ahead and get that agreement.
Contingent, and
then go on.
Move ahead with the understanding that that agreement
must be signed.
Needs to be. Well, it'll be drafted, and then we'll agree to it.
Okay.
So we would just need to know if we should have a public hearing at the next council. And the first reading of the ordinance, or hold off.
I think we need to get that.
So we do
back.
The agreement.
Well, that's what Mark.
You won't be signing it until you have your next meeting, right? You won't be looking at it and signing it until you have your next meeting.
We do it on a Sunday.
Okay.
Not part of that one.
When we're there,
going to help with.
Okay. So our next meeting is.
Well, it's the second week of September, so we're not that far away. Because remember, we're a week later than normal.
I know.
This week, so although we do have a fifth week, so it's kind of really doesn't change the scenario.
But that can just be the public hearing. You don't have to approve it that night.
That's true. That's a good point.
But will you have time to do that in the paper since we're a week later with this meeting?
He told me he would get it to me if he came tomorrow.
The ordinance
it'll
tomorrow.
Be in staff.
And
there would
tomorrow.
Be 10 days. 10 days would be Monday the 11th.
Okay, it's going to be close. They can
get
it in. But then that and that includes the holiday. You don't think there'll be any issues? Okay.
It'll be published on Saturday.
So really our vote tonight is a recommendation to the council.
You're approving this to move forward with the process with the council.
Okay.
You can make.
Okay. I figured that's where we're going, but I just want to make sure. I'll make a motion that we approve the vacate petition and move it to the city council with the caveat that the church and the city work toward a collective agreement for our street department on the alley. Is that good? That work okay? Okay, I'm going to say that's yes. Go ahead.
Second.
Motion second. Is that agreeable to you? Okay. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. So Marcia and Kelly will work on a agreement, and then we'll get it over to you. I'm assuming you have email address and contact. Okay, very good.
And I'll send you the ordinance tomorrow.
Okay, the only question is, are you going to want him here that council meeting night because he's
I'm a college professor and I teach on Tuesday nights starting next week. So
gotcha. Well,
I can get someone else from the church to represent the pastor.
So the chances that somebody's here for the public hearing are about slim to none. However, since you are the petitioner, I do think someone from the church needs to be here just in case there is questions from the public about that.
Sure.
So whether it's you or somebody else, I don't necessarily mind that. But I do think because it's a public hearing about something that, you know, sort of kind of impacts the neighborhood, I think it's probably good to have somebody
sure.
here.
Sure.
Because in a lot of ways, we're kind of a neutral party, right? I mean, in a lot of ways, we're kind of a neutral party where we're trying to decide if it's good for the city as a whole and all that kind of good stuff. So,
if you get a chance, I'd like to meet you or one of your staff up there to make sure we're on the same page on that.
Are your cards over there, Kelly? Maybe.
Probably not.
You tell me when you want
to. Yeah,
this is all I
do. Okay, there you go.
I can
go.
You're so vain. You
promised it's on.
Yep. We voted, right? Yes, we voted. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. While you guys are doing that, thank you. I'm going to keep moving because we've got a big agenda today. So next up is the encroachment agreement for 243 West Baybridge Court. Okay, come on up. I need a name and address, please, and then tell us what you're planning to do.
All right. Good afternoon. I'm looking to build a 4-foot picket style fence for my dog, and I didn't realize, I guess, when we built the house that we had there was a 25-foot drainage easement in the backyard. Well, if we use that, we're not going to have much space for our dog to run at all. So we were looking to pretty much match up with our neighbor's backyard. Like, they have a fence, and we just kind of wanted to match where they were at, just have the same amount of kind of backyard and fence and area. So I'm hoping we're looking for to go into that. Obviously, to break into the 25-foot easement. I think when I talked to Nathan, what's his name? I think he said it's there's a 12 or something, and we were looking to go to the same, pretty much the exact same.
Gotcha. Yeah, Nathan Bilger from our planning department. Yeah, yeah. Utility issues in the back. You're good. Chip says you're good. What?
REMC.
Oh, that's right.
And the neighbors have one, too, so it's not.
Yeah, it's not like, well, the only reason we say that is typically is that there are utilities back there, or if we do have to get back there because it is an easement, is that we will try our best to gently take things down. Obviously, if it's an emergency. If not, we'll get a hold of you ahead of time and say, hey, we need to get back there for whatever reason, okay? But then it'll be up to you to replace, to put it back at your expense. We just try to be clear about that, so. No utility issues. Any issues with the board? Okay. Hearing none, I'll make a motion. We approve the encroachment agreement for 243 West Baybridge Court as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you very much. Next. Next step.
This will go back to the planning commission tomorrow, and then you just go over there and finish all the process.
And the day after that, you probably sent the 220 West Van Buren.
Yeah, that building, that brick building right over there.
Perfect. Thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
Okay, thank you. You too. Okay. Next up is the street closing request for the homecoming parade. I believe it's the same as what it's been in the past. Did it look like it was the same to you guys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes? Yeah. Yes, okay.
Starting at the old high school.
Yep.
Coming up.
Yep. Matt, do you know about that?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to know about that? It's starting at the old high school.
No, not right now.
Gary will take care of it.
Yeah,
right
I'll now. Catch up with
you. Okay, okay.
And it has been signed by all the department heads. I know the one in the past.
Gotcha. But not by Matt.
No, I... Well, I guess I haven't added that.
That's okay. It's okay. Any questions, concerns about this?
No.
Okay. I'll make a motion. We approve the street closing permit for the Columbia City High School Homecoming Parade on September 15th as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. So I'm going to move some things around a little bit since Gene's here. Gene, I'll let you come on up and tell us a little bit about what you've done since our last meeting.
Well, we got all those project cars are moved to another facility.
Okay.
And right now we're loading up the trailer, getting rid of the old semi tires and everything. We've got a bunch of recycling taking over
Yeah. Getting some effort done.
We're getting it done,
slowly but surely.
Okay.
In spite of the weather. Yeah. It's a little warm last week, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we tried to work at night as much as we could.
Uh-huh. I bet so.
Early in the morning.
I gotcha. Well, Gary, I know you stopped by over there. Do you want to kind of tell us what you think?
I did. Obviously, a significant improvement that I saw. They were working at the time when I was there, loading everything up, like you said. It looks like you've done maybe even some brick work on that little rounded thing. So
yeah.
I know you're looking at taking care of that as well. And the only vehicle I did see there was
my son's taking a lot of the bricks to pave his driveway over on Mulch.
All right. So the only vehicle I did see was the RV there. I mean, back there that was.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's plated or not, but.
Yes, it's sure.
Okay.
So, yeah, significant improvements.
Okay. So, Gene, how long do you think you're going to need to finish up what you're doing there?
To get to what I really want, it'd be about a month.
Okay. Okay. Project. Oh, it's okay. The top bevels a little bit, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. So. No, you're good. You're good. So.
Yeah, it was a holiday. And
yep.
Thursday, I'm going out of town to Raleigh, North Carolina.
Okay.
Fix a scanner down there.
Gotcha. Okay. Board, are you amenable to a 1 month extension, knowing the progress that Gary has noted?
I'm fine.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we extend the abatement process, if you will, for Mr. Childers for an additional 1 month. So by the next Board of Works meeting in that, 26th of September.
Second.
Okay, motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay, Gene, 26th of September, we'll see you. Or hopefully we won't have to see you.
Have a good holiday.
Okay, thank you. We'll see you later.
Thank you.
Next up is the bid award for 100 South Sewer Extension. I'm going to go to Chip on that one, I think.
I need to apologize to you earlier today. I quoted the wrong price, so.
Okay.
I was about $200,000 off, but yes, just a little bit.
It didn't change the actual. It didn't change the price. It just changes what you thought the price was.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we, as you guys know, we did the bid opening, and one of the bids API was considerably lower at the time, and so we brought in API and questioned them, and they were fully confident that they could do it with no additional change orders, because that's what we were nervous that maybe they forgot something or something like that. They're fully confident and actually said there's some fiber strands that they've got to go around. They said if there was fiber that they would have even came in a ton cheaper. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. So I'd like to have the board approve API's bid for $910,000.
So, Chip, I should have asked you this earlier, but I just want to make sure. Do we need to do anything else with the County Redevelopment Commission before we approve this?
No.
No. They are ready to go with this?
Yep.
And okay. They're just waiting on us now?
Yep.
Okay. When you're done, can I see that so that I know what that number is again?
Thank you, Mike.
For what?
Yeah, for sure.
The money.
The money?
Yeah.
The 947?
Yeah.
Does anybody, either of you, want to see this, sir?
I've got a copy of it.
Yeah. It's on,
what was that total?
Did I miss it?
It's on a separate. It says 100.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I apologize. No, that's okay. I did not see that.
I was trying to figure out where I read it.
They were the first one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like
it. So, any concerns?
No.
I'll make a motion. We award the 100 South Sewer Extension as suggested by Chip and Wessler Engineering to API Construction Company in the amount of $947,810 as presented.
Second.
Motion second. Questions?
Question.
Yes.
I mean, I know this is a partnership.
Yep.
But who has... Who's monitoring the bills and mm-hmm. invoices and payouts?
Yeah, so this is our project, the actual price in and of itself, you remember, is a 50-50 split.
The actual, so keep in mind, this is the construction price. We have already approved Wessler to oversee the project and be the construction inspection. And again, that will be split 50-50 as well. As for the who's watching over the invoices and double-checking those, is that you?
Yes.
That's what I thought. So, again, because it's our project, County Redevelopment Commission says, hey, we'll fund it, but it's our project, it's our infrastructure. So I, let me make sure I'm being real clear about how the funding structure works. They're funding 100% of it up front, and then we pay back our 50% of that as we get new customers on and as we kind of, you know, get income, if you will, from that line. And then within 20 years, we need to pay that back. So at the 20-year mark, then we'll be on the hook for 50% of that plus the engineering cost. So let's say $600,000-ish,
yeah.
I think, which, again,
2.
Keep in mind
9
that
million.
Our sewer utility just, was it last meeting we approved the Force Main project that was $1.6 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, give your perspective.
Are they just giving us this 900 and some thousand, or when we get a bill, we send it to them and they pay it?
Yep.
Yeah, so I believe the process is we get a bill, Chip checks it over, and then presents it to the Redevelopment Commission for
correct.
Payment.
So. A lot of moving parts.
Yep. Partnerships are like that. They can be a little messy at times, but they're good. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. So let's go to the next one then. Oh, still on that other one. Okay. Next up is the Motorola contract. Gary.
So we've had our CAD system now for about 5 years, and our contract is expiring, which then puts it to where they can raise the price every year, like 7%. This will lock us into a new contract for 5 years. $208,340.32 over a five-year period, which then that is our, they support all of our CAD system, Spillman, and it also gives us the RAVE, which is a mass notification system, and also gives us response plans, which is it actually allows dispatch to build out programs, help guide them, a lot more capabilities and options. That supports police, fire, EMS, and utilities. It takes, you know, as the dispatchers are dispatching people, it pretty much takes the thinking out of that and allows them to focus more on the call that they're handling at the particular time. So the CAD system, once they build the whole thing up, it basically tells them what units to send and everything. So really kind of a neat thing for response. The RAVE thing is like a mass notification. You can also set up QR codes, like, say, Old Settlers Day. You put something at every entrance, they can scan that in, and you can allow that to get mass notifications during that particular event. So if weather's bad weather's coming in, you can send something out. It's kind of like, almost like, I would say, an amber alert or silver alert. Put something out, says, hey, bad weather's coming, evacuate the area. And it will just be this particular area. So it's really kind of a neat thing. Plus, it also gives us a server migration included in that, which is required by Spillman to do by October 2024, I think. We have to do that, or they won't support the system. So, and that's in that $208,000. So, I thought it was a pretty fair price for everything that we're getting.
So, yeah, I think obviously it's incredible. It's been 5 years since we last signed the contract, if you will, with Motorola, but we continue to do really great stuff with it. They're a great service for our customers, for our residents. I think that's all really positive. I do want to hit a little bit more on the RAVE piece, because I think it's such a cool thing. Is effectively we'll be able, customers slash residents, whatever, we'll be able to sign up for alerts, and it can be if they want to know street closures, if they want to know, you know, hey, your utility bill's due this week, or if they want to know, hey, we have a water main break over here, or we have a, you know,
power outage
or things like that, we can blast those out, and they can effectively choose which of those categories they get text messages for. So if they really just want to know about street closures, they can check that one, and that's it. That's all they get. So I think it's a really cool program. Nicole, I know you and I have chatted, but I know one of the things that I've heard from some of our residents is we don't have Facebook. You know, we'd like to have something that goes direct to our phone. I don't really want to get Facebook. So what is our options on the table? And so I got to talk to them about, hey, we have this new program that hopefully will be coming out here soon that you can sign up for whatever and however many alerts that you want. That's kind of an exciting thing. Yeah.
And historically, we have had evacuations that have had to take place.
Yes.
And that is very manpower consuming.
Yes.
To departments that don't have the manpower to spare to do that. So this really helps out with that whole thing.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, I was thinking myself about the CNR plating fire we had how many years ago now, but you know, having our police officers going door to door with potentially hazardous smoke and other things around it. I mean, you know, the fact that we can draw a circle around a specific area on a computer screen and all of the you know, effectively the phones that have signed up for the service in that area will immediately get the message and be able to get taken care of. I think it's a really cool addition to what we're already offering as a public notification type thing to the community. So. Any concerns or questions about this?
I have a question.
Yeah.
About the pricing summary table. It's on it.
The date?
The date.
Yeah, I've seen that
okay.
one. I'll make sure that goes from January 2024 to January 2029. So
okay. Okay.
I'll make sure that's updated.
Because it's, well, the first two say February 31st.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
there is. I'll make sure I get that corrected.
That's okay.
It's an extra leap year.
I actually wanted to bring that up before you did, but
okay. Well, I
got two wraps up.
So effectively, these years would actually run January 1 through December 31, right?
Correct.
For each of the 5 years.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Okay.
We don't anticipate any of this work happening this year, then, or no, or we do?
Well, we'll sign the contract, and they'll probably start getting it all implemented, and we'll probably take. Back January.
Well, so that was going to be my question, is the current contract itself, what date does that act? Do you know what date that actually ends? I know, I'm sorry. I'm throwing a grenade in the middle of this thing. I'm not trying to, but
it probably ends March 1st, 23.
Well, that's why I'm asking, is that that's why they put that date.
Right, but I'll make sure make sure I get that updated.
But ultimately,
we already paid the maintenance fee for this year. And
I got
it. It's like right at $30,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you're going to... They're going to give you a contract for us to sign?
Yes.
For Rave specifically?
Well, for all of it.
Or for Motorola?
Rave,
okay.
Rave is part of Motorola.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotcha. Okay.
So, yeah, I have all that.
So are you asking us to approve it tonight, or are you asking us just to...
I'm asking you to approve it tonight with the corrected dates.
Okay.
For the $208,340.32.
Okay. But we don't have an actual agreement.
No, to sign.
Yeah.
Well, so. This is the agreement. I do have the paperwork.
Oh, you have the full paperwork?
Yeah.
Okay. Has Marsha had
I think we just sent you that.
Oh, yeah, because when I asked, that's what she sent. Because
it was like 30-some pages. She's
do
like,
you have a place to sign?
I was going
to
say, and has Marsha had a chance to take a look at it?
No.
Okay. So Marsha needs to take a look at it. So.
Is this the whole thing?
No.
That's
he's got that.
Huh? So,
rookie mistake.
It is. Yeah, it's my first.
So, I guess my question would be: obviously, we're all in favor of it, but we want to make sure that Marsha looks it over and stuff. So, is there any concern or problem if we delay the actual signing of the contract till the next meeting?
Yeah. How long does the price hold?
September 14th.
Oh, it'll be fine. We can wait till the next.
It'll be okay. I just want to make sure that Marsha goes through it, since it's such a. I mean. Since it's a fairly decent contract, so okay.
Good.
Okay. You okay with that, Ford?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
So just to find out, are you going to email me the whole thing then?
I'll probably just bring a hand copy over. I have a copy of it down there.
Thank you, sir.
Very good.
I'll try to get that before you leave.
Yeah, I don't need to take any sleeping pills then. I'll be taking care of all that.
Thanks, Gary. I apologize. I guess I was under the I thought that there was the full contract. Someone else had it. So, but again, if there's no problem, we'll just go to the next meeting. That'll be fine. Okay. Thanks.
So it's supposed to be on the next.
Yes, please do. Just for the formal approval of it. Again, I think we're all in favor of it. We just want to make sure that we got our T's crossed and I's dotted. Okay, next is the MOUs for the mass casualty, basically incident kind of agreement with the health department. Both of these are generally the same thing. One is with the fire department, one is with the city specific. I should mention that both agreements, I got to look at it here. Give me a second. So where it says the or part, it should be the first of those two paragraphs. Does that make sense? On the agreement with the fire department, there it's a highlighted blue. It should be the first, not the second portion. Does that make sense? Yeah, go this way. So the this blue portion up top, not the second portion. So what?
They don't have the final versions I sent.
Well, so we have the one for the city, but the fire department one still has the or portion on it. So I don't know if there was a mix up or something.
Oh.
So.
Whatever you sent me.
I thought I put in. Okay. Sorry, I thought I got all that cleaned up.
There,
okay.
They have the red marks.
Yeah, the first one has the red marks. The city one doesn't. So. I don't know that it really matters because it's...
I have them both. They're both clean.
They're both clean versions.
So I don't
okay.
know what happened.
Okay. Well, anyways, long story short is I think we have... So we have an MOU between the health department and the city fire, and then we have the MOU between the health department and the city specific. Mm-hmm. Effectively, the language basically parallels each other. It's just a matter of whether it's the fire department or the city. Since we cover both, I think we handle both of them. So, so with the fire department one, again, the only difference is the final version is under the funding. It says the parties to this agreement agree rather than the or and the rest.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, we both fire.
So I'll make a motion. We approve the MOU between the health department and the fire department. With the noted change of the underfunding, the paragraph that starts the parties.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. The next one is the MOU between the Health Department and the City of Columbia City. I make a motion that we approve the MOU between the Health Department and the City of Columbia City as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Department head reports. Chip?
I'm going to keep it short. I just sprayed weeds. Got weed sprayed on Main Street, Chauncey, and Line Street. AIM was a nice little event. Other than that, I've got nothing else.
Questions of Chip? Thank you. Terry?
I was informed the fiber is in the process of being installed at the new park office, and also... The equipment is in for the water booster station. They're just waiting for the fiber to be terminated there.
Question to Terry. Thank you. Sean?
We finished installation at the new Whitley County Jail today. Our portion is 99% complete. We're just waiting on their electricians to finish up on their side. So I think... And all this week, I've invoiced over $50,000+ worth of electric work. So,
okay.
So yeah, we've been pretty busy. We also started working out at Morse's Road, the old golf course property out there, Crooked Lake, and working on getting power to, I guess, the house that they're building is going to be about $1.5 million house. So, yeah, it's really nice property and a really nice area out there, but... we're updating all of that area, too, while we're doing it to get some of the overhead distribution out of the front yard of these people's houses that have been there for years and years and years. So, yeah, I've been just super busy. I also welcomed in a new employee today. We'd like to welcome Eli Stanglin to our back to our staff. Eli... called me on Thursday. If you remember, Eli resigned and went and took a position with another line crew. 6 weeks ago, the day before applications were due, he called and asked me to put his name back in the hat because he loved the family, he loved what the city is about, and he doesn't get that way as that. So we're happy to have him back. So now instead of starting at the ground level, we have one class to top him out, and we'll have another year in the lineup. So super excited to have him back. Great guy, great worker. He really wanted to give the whole full-time line crew thing a try and realized he missed the guys and what the city offers. So it speaks a lot to not only the culture in our city or department, but what we offer our employees.
That's great. That's great. Question on Sean? Thank you. Matt?
There was a digital sign purchased a while back from the LT group. I pursued the getting set over by where the old high school had their, I guess they call it a flip sign. That's what they used to call it. The base and everything will work. And Sean came over and helped make sure that the power was adequate. And had a guy come over and check it out, and it's going to be real reasonable. He said probably under $2,000 to get it set.
That's great.
So everything can work there. Finished up the baseball agreement, and the park board voted for it last night, so that's done. And then AIM conference was good. I received some good contact information, and matter of fact, I'm meeting one of the playground reps over at Every Kid's Dreamland because our rubber surfacing there has, with the water that it holds, the adhesive that they put it down with, it's starting to degrade. And so just looking ahead to the future that we may have to replace that.
Okay. Questions on Matt? Thank you. Gary?
Officer Clark has been released from FTO and is working on his own. Officer Young is in phase one, step one of the FTO process and seems to be doing well in that step, so congratulations to him. Officer Campbell completed his 1 year probationary period, so he's out of probation and looking forward to making a good career here, I believe. Officer Thomas will be completing his 1 year September 10th. Had the physical agility and written testing last Saturday on the 19th. Started out with 24 applicants with two laterals, so 22 applicants, seven of those didn't show up or withdrew out of the process, so we took 15 to the written or the physical agility, seven failed out of that, took eight to the written, five failed out of that, so it left us three people and the two laterals. So a little disappointed in that, but did interviews on Monday and we'll see where that goes.
Remember, we're hiring for three spots.
Yes.
We got five left for three spots.
Right. So, anyways, dispatch, we replaced a couple TVs that displayed the city's cameras, and those went out, so we replaced those. Replaced the standalone computer, two standalone computers that now have the Windows 11 on them, because we weren't even able to update those. Prepared a couple chairs that were under warranty. Dave and Megan, I want to give kudos to them. They handled a call that actually ended up being out in the county, but they handled it very well and did a great job of that. So kudos to those two.
Good. Question to Gary. Thank you. Mike?
That sanitary survey we had to take, one of the requirements is they told us we had to have our aeration tank and our reclamation tank inspected, and then we eventually will have to have it inspected every year. But at this point, I just wanted to get it done this year so that we get IDEM kind of off our back for right now. And then, so we've already got a contract with Leary for the three towers, which it would be just as, you know, beneficial to us to stay with them. When they inspect them three towers, they can inspect our tanks at the same time.
Gotcha.
They said they would be up within 30 days. I talked to Rosie, and Rosie said, go ahead, get them up here to get that done. The guys have been working out at Holmes's Lumber Company. They've had a leak out there, and sure, it probably wasn't totally our responsibility, but we've been trying to help since Sins are probably a big consumer. And they've also, they're upsizing from an inch and a half meter to a 2-inch. So,
okay.
You know.
That'll help in the long run, too.
Right. Mm-hmm. The next thing is a while back, the board gave me permission to hire an employee. We have hired him, but we also had another applicant that was fairly, you know, a good applicant, and I would like permission to go ahead and hire him at the same time.
I know that one of the things in the water department, you know, they obviously there continue to be more subdivisions, there continue to be more individuals and all that kind of thing, as well as, you know, just kind of shortage of workforce a little bit there. So so I'm supportive of Mike's request for the additional person, if you will.
And we're okay budget-wise.
Yeah.
I'll second that.
Okay, great. So I think you got approval.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Mike.
This has been fighting with our gravity belt thickener, and finally had to replace the PLC on that. So Donahue that does our work, they came in, they replaced the PLC, they sliced the original program, and then an update to it to get that equipment back up and running. Friday, I met with the IDEM and done a splash pad inspection. So all our inspections should be done for the year. Need to get the report. Mayor, I believe, copying on that.
Yep.
Force main project, according to the company, is late January to late February, they may get started. And then the guys are also needing some clothes to replace the pump base on the 600.
Okay. Question to Mike. Thank you. Kelly.
Oh, we've had a water issue on North Oak Street right off of Van Buren for a while now. In the wintertime, there's water that comes out of this yard through the curb, and then it runs down towards Van Buren, and it cuts across, goes over to another catch basin. We've had issues with the freezing there in the past, and had guys have to come in on overtime to try to put material down. So a cheap fix, hopefully it works, as we went down behind the curb with perforated tile and then ran into the catch basin down on Oak. If that doesn't work, we'll come up with something else, but that was something that we thought might work. So been working on that. That was like a 3-day job probably, getting that in. Our guys trimming alleys and streets, they're transitioning into the alleys now, and there's four guys that's been working on that now for about 3 weeks. So they'll probably have another week or so in the alleys, and hopefully we can get them doing some other stuff then. Niblock, you can see around town, they worked on Market Street. Van Am Seal and Stripe will be in to do the striping on that. They're going to leave the road shut down tonight. They're kind of worried about with the heat, people turning too much on it. And so we want to let that go through tonight, cool down, and then Ellis will be in striping that. And hopefully they can get it opened back up tomorrow afternoon. Sometime, and then they'll be working on Van Buren tomorrow. They'll be doing that with flaggers, so they'll keep traffic open on that. And then on Thursday, they'll be transitioning over to the berms along Business 30 out the Lincoln Way,
mm-hmm.
and putting gravel down along the asphalt there. So that should wrap it up, except for the striping then that'll have to take place, the fog lines and then the center stripes.
Okay. Questions of Kelly? Thank you. Tom?
Well, we didn't know that about the heat, so we put our fire trucks on it today in group. I'm kidding. they told us at 3 o'clock we could bring the fire trucks back and just be careful to when we do our turns to make sure we're moving when we do those so we don't dig into any potholes. So hopefully Kelly's not too mad at us. Jacob Johnson passed, firefighter Jacob Johnson passed his field training stuff, so he released effective September 1st. So,
quick.
Yeah, that's when you bring in somebody that's done it before, it's much easier to get them up to speed. So, that puts him back in the schedule, or to help fill in the schedule.
Yeah.
Troy Neffelkamp, firefighter Troy Neffelkamp, still working on passing his, but he only started in the 29th of July, so holding on then. I'm pretty sure he's going to pass or get through it in the next 2 weeks. So that's really nice to be able to get our schedule back up to close enough. One thing that we are going to be coming to the board here soon, it's in the fire code that when sprinkler companies do inspections, they have every sprinkler system is supposed to be inspected annually. When they do that, they're supposed to leave a report, but the code says that all they have to do is leave a paper report with the facility owner. So we find ourselves, when Chris goes out to do inspections, trying to chase down that paperwork to see if they had any deficiencies in the system. There is a computer thing that is set up now. It's called iRoll, where if we pass an ordinance, sign an agreement with iRoll, we pass an ordinance, those companies have to report to iRoll, and they would send us a report of every sprinkler system in our area. All sprinkler companies have to do it, but if they go and inspect the system, they would have to report any deficiencies to us so that we're not trying to chase down deficiencies in sprinkler systems, which is a huge public safety thing. It costs us nothing to get it. It causes the end user $20 for their inspection to have that uploaded to iRoll. So I will be getting a copy of the agreement out to each one of you and to Marcia for you to start taking a look at. And then also...
would that be something where the council would have to pass an ordinance and then we would have the agreement with the company? With the iRoll or
what? We'd have an agreement with the company, but the ordinance would say that they have to report.
Understand.
The inspectors would have to report it to iRoll.
Yes, understand.
And they have some sample ordinances. Fort Wayne, it's a very common thing. Within the next 3 years, we are seeing this. When I say seeing this, our crystal ball says this will be something that is mandated anyway. It's that big of a deal.
Yeah.
So we're just kind of getting ahead of the curve a little bit.
Okay. Questions of Tom? Thank you. Marcia?
Nothing.
Rosie? I don't think I have anything except for CIP committee meeting is after council. Walt?
Did anybody notice today that there was a helicopter and a plane circling? Was that a scheduled event or is that just, something that we're not even involved with?
Oh, it seemed like it was doing like grid in the city. It kept going.
Well, I didn't know if it was doing, taking pictures, you know, for Dan.
I was going to say they weren't here on behalf of the city. I'll tell you that.
So. It was all over Facebook. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
Really?
It's not just on the city.
I know that some of the bigger power providers, they do some of that. I don't know if for some reason AEP would have been doing anything with their new system or something, but I don't know. It wasn't a city thing, I can tell you that.
Okay.
So.
Well, I was just curious.
Yeah.
It was unusual. I thought... You know, maybe they would.
Yeah, it is. It was odd.
Yeah. I have nothing else.
Nicole, I know we haven't done bills yet.
You want me to do that?
Go ahead, do bills.
That was my question.
I knew it was. Okay. I could read your mind.
I know. I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable vouchers for check payments in the amount of $986,940.82. From the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated August 22nd, 2023.
Second. Motion second. Any further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable vouchers for EFT payments in the amount of $81,962.69 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated August 22nd, 2023.
I'll second. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $274,965.35 plus overtime in the amount of $7,959.26 for the pay file ending August 11th, 2023.
I'll second. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $1,837.40 for HSA shares for two employees for the pay file ending August 18th, 2023.
I'll second. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous.
And last, I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $4,093.72 for August 2020. Did I write it wrong? Is it 2023 or 2003?
2023.
Okay, I wrote it wrong. Okay, I'll start over. I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $4,093.72 for August 2023 meter deposits and credits from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated August 29th, 2023.
I'll second. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Anything else, Nicole?
No.
Anything from the audience for Board of Works? Okay, we'll call the meeting adjourned. City Council.